This is a recording from the radio station KEST in San Francisco. The date was March the 22nd, 1976, and the time was between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The show was hosted by a woman named Jessica.
Consciousness and develop their psychic powers, starting with intuition. Then we teach them the clairaudio and the clairvoyant power, teach them how to get in.
Do you really believe that everybody can develop this in themselves?
Everyone.
So up anybody to
two
listening?
Years ago, I was standing in a kitchen cooking, and I had a very mundane life.
When you say mundane, you're talking about day-to-day living. Everyday affairs, the affairs of the world. Take out the garbage, pay the bills, remember your zip code, right?
Only concerned with the physical things.
Mm-hmm.
Physical, emotional things, looking for sensation and power.
And then you weren't interested in that anymore. Then you were interested in being cosmic, finding God, finding the search for truth in yourself. And or brown rice, come on.
To transfer awareness from one dimension to another was my goal.
Did you accomplish that?
Yes, I have.
Have you left the mundane behind? Have you remarried? Did you find the wife of your spiritual search?
No.
The wife? Nah, okay, maybe she's still out there. Okay, we have a bunch of calls on the line, and I'm sure these are people who are going to want some kind of psychic reading from you. How do you want to handle this, Roy? What would you like to do about that? What kind of psychic readings are you going to give these people? What are we going to be telling them? What are you going to be picking up on about?
What I usually do when I'm giving a reading, if I sit with the person, I go into a trance state, and I merge
with
their physically, emotional, mental bodies, their spiritual bodies, and I give them a present or past or future life reading, depending on whatever they need.
You can see past lives.
Yes.
All right. Okay. For the record, Roy, where can people reach you? How long are you in San Francisco? How long are you staying with us? You're up at the Metaphysical Center, right, on 420 Sutter Street?
Yes, and we'll be there speaking tonight at 7 o'clock.
What are you going to talk about?
Tonight we'll be talking about the crystal and crystal gazing and magic mirror.
Oh, I had a crystal ball once that my brother gave me. It turned green. He said, you shouldn't have left it in the light. I said, far out. It actually changed colors on me. So you can talk about crystal gazing.
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's tonight's lecture, right? Crystal gazing.
Yes.
What else?
We speak on many subjects. What I'm really excited about is the aura reading.
Aha!
And teaching many of the people that came to my course 7 months ago that are now reading auras, and there's 17 of them.
You can teach people how to read auras.
Yes.
Fabulous.
It's a matter of perception, the way to gaze. Most people look through the aura, looking at the person rather than to on fix and come in a haze state to they see the electromagnetic currents around the person. The electromagnetic energies that emanate from the person's consciousness, depending on what portion of consciousness they're using or what area of consciousness they're using.
Yes, yellow is mental, right? Green is harmony, balance. Blue is peacefulness, something along those lines. So when are you doing your talk on auras? When are you going to be working on auras, teaching people how to read auras?
Well, we systematically raise their vibrations within their consciousness to reach the perceptional level to see them.
Are you going to be doing this in the Metaphysical Center and through the Metaphysical Center? Is that what you're going to do?
This is laced within the teachings.
And so if people came to the Metaphysical Center to meet you and to listen to your discussion tonight on crystal gazing, then they would talk to you about private lessons on how to see auras, or are you going to do this within a group? How are you going to do it, Roy?
It'll be in the group.
Within a group.
We give them a light experience.
Are you going to do that tonight? Are you going to talk about that tonight? Okay. Well, good. And so people want to come up and hear Roy Hesketh, our psychic and medium and aura reader, past life reader. This could be a very interesting thing. So what you need to do is go down to the Physical Center at 420 Sutter Street. Where can you park around there? You know?
There's a parking garage right next to the 420 Sutter.
Fabulous. Okay, so perhaps we'll get some people who have nothing else to do tonight who would like to come and see that. Look at all the things you give lectures on. Whoa! Astral physics and chakras, astral travel and soul travel. Can you send me to Europe? Light and color rays of the ascended masters of light, sound and vibrations, conscious and subconscious to superconscious, merging in auras. What does that mean? Let's see. That's how you got a whole bunch of stuff on here. That's for sure.
Merging is the ability to pay strict attention to another being without any knowledge of yourself, your own personality, or your own beingness, and you merge with the other person. You become literally the other person when the merging.
Pictures, looking at somebody else's movies, right? Right.
Yes.
Hey, DJ, want to set up a call? Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, people, get on the road here. People obviously want to talk to Roy. Our phone number on the air is 478-9770. That's 478-9770. And we do have a call. Hello there.
Hi.
Who is this?
Ralph Jessica.
This is Ralph.
Yeah.
How are you, Ralph?
Well, I'm slow today.
All right. I kind of thought maybe you were.
Are we allowed to ask more personal questions?
I don't know. Roy, can they ask you personal questions?
I'm completely open to any questions.
He's open to anything, Ralph.
In terms of a reading.
Ask that question again. I didn't hear the first part of it.
Well, I would like to ask Roy if he sees any changes in the next 3 months for me.
For you? Okay, personal questions about you, not about Roy, you want questions about you, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. What do you pick up on for Ralph?
What is Ralph's last name? I would need his whole name.
It's Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Ralph Martin. What do you see for Ralph Martin? Don't giggle. This is cosmic. Roy is going...
What I'm seeing is... a young man that is in very strong need of attention, someone that will be concerned and feel close to him as he wants to feel close to someone. I see a young man that has a very beautiful emotional nature but has a lack of confidence in himself. But I see this changing within the next, I would say within the next 2 or 3 months, his attitude towards his own confident self will change, and he'll gain a stronger power in his own beingness. This is what I can see by merging with him.
Well, Ralph?
Can I ask one more question, Jessica?
You may ask anything you like.
Good, you're in a great... aren't you? Roy, I'd like to ask, do you see any changes in my eye problems at all? I'm totally blind at this point.
What I'm seeing for you is an expression and an inner light you have already had a witness to, and this will extend. If you could understand the perceptions you are seeing when you come in contact with people on the inner realms, you wouldn't need your outer sight. In Russia, there's a woman that teaches the blind how to see with their fingertips by the feeling of electromagnetic energies around other beings and around other things. And this sight becomes so pronounced that the being can operate almost as efficiently as someone with sight. There's always hope for those that believe in the higher powers and powers outside of themselves. if they believe in the forgiveness of their debts or so-called debts of the past, where there is no past, present, or future. There is only the here and now. And if you center there and have a strong belief, the power could come to you to perceive a broader expression of your beingness through this type of method, through a concentration. But tell no others what you're doing and concentrate within yourself, and you'll be able to develop a sense of this power. Contact me for further information, and I'll give you some tapes to listen to that will help you manifest that type of perception.
Okay. And I'm Jessica?
Yes, dear.
I was wondering, since I don't know what time I was born, what's the possibility of people writing up a chart at all for me?
What we do when we don't know your birth time, Ralph, is we do something called a solar chart. And what that is we use your sun sign as if it was your rising sign. In other words, if you were an Aries, we would then make you an Aries rising. And what we cannot determine when we don't know your time of birth is, of course, your rising sign, and we cannot determine exactly where your moon lies. But I have found that by pinpointing certain events in your life, we can get a pretty good idea of probably what you are and how it's all worked out. The major planets all stay the same. Your transits stay the same. But there are certain areas of your life that we have to kind of work around by talking to you and finding out, you have 18 planets in one piece of your chart. What does this mean? And we can find out what area of your life has been affected, your job or your home life, your love life, whatever it is. And so we can find out what house they're probably in. And so that's what we do when we don't know what time you're born.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Keep up your spirited attitude, huh? It sounds nice.
Thank you, Ralph. Have a lovely day, all right?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But, today is what? The second day of spring? Third? Second. Second day of spring. Third day of spring. I think it's marvelous. I have been waiting anxiously for spring to come. I think it is here at last. Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Roy Hesketh?
You may speak to Roy Hesketh, who is our medium today.
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Frank.
Frank. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yes, I'm okay, and how are you today?
I'm really good.
That's okay. Okay, now, I have a piece of property valued at $54,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making plans to sell it, you know, sometime this year or the next year. I would like to know, is it okay to sell it this year or wait for next year?
I would say to the longer you keep a piece of property, the more value it's going to gain, and this particular market is now trending up. To keep the property, I see that there is going to be for you a windfall in that area. You're going to receive more than you have visualized before because of your attitude, for one.
Well, the property, like I said, is valued at $54,000. We're making plans, probably to sell it sometime during the summertime. And, and I was wondering if it was okay or if we should wait.
I'm getting the feeling that you would like to be relieved of this property, and I would suggest that you do sell it this summer.
It's in probate in the present time for quite a few years already. And it's best, to get rid of it as soon as possible.
Use your higher powers and start now and seeing yourself being relieved of the property. Here's a system that you might use to help you along those lines. Before you go to bed in the evening, visualize a bill of sale for the property being placed in your hand and you receiving the amount of funds that you want for the property, as long as it's within the valued marketing cost of the property, then you're not going against any laws. See it at its at the best that you can get for it and see yourself receiving that. And tell no people what you're doing when you're doing this, and your power will then bring it into being.
I see. Well, for the past few years, the city government wants it. The city government wants it, and I think it's best to sell it to a private buyer because they don't actual market price for it. Mm. They only want to give $36,000. So that's why we've been trying to find a private buyer. So that's all you can see then?
That's all I can see at this time.
From the writing from the sale or anything like that?
I didn't hear that last.
See any problems arising from the sale of the property, do you?
No, I don't see any. As I look into your vibrations coming to me here, I see nothing on your end that would stop it. As I look further, I see nothing that can stand in your way at this present time. But I would suggest that you move with the energies that you have now and put more determination behind the project and less concern of what the city is going to do and more concern direct your attention towards an outside buyer.
I see. And do you see anything regarding my health? My health hasn't been very good for the past 4 years. I've been under care of a naturopath, but he doesn't seem to be doing much good. So I was wondering if I could, should consult an MD or stay, with a naturopath.
Is your problem around the chest area right in the top of the stomach?
Yes, I've always had a heart condition.
Yes.
Ever since I was 16. So I've recently experienced some high blood pressure, blood pressure during the past 4 years. I was wondering, if that would clear up within the next year.
You need to relax more. What I'm feeling as I'm merging with you at this time is a tension within the chest area. It's an anxiety, too, that is forming there. What you need to do is just relax. Buy yourself a blue light bulb. This may sound a little ridiculous, but buy yourself a blue light bulb and put it next to your bed, and before you go to sleep at night, meditate upon that blue light, and it'll raise your consciousness to awareness that'll be above the anxieties that you are now suffering from. And within 10 days, you should notice quite a change in your calmness within.
All right, Frank?
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, and best of luck to you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bar out of blue light. Now, what's the blue light do for us, Roy?
Well, the properties of blue is very spiritual, and as one concentrates on the blue light, it brings their awareness to the throat chakra, which is their peace center. And they're the corporeal center of awareness, where they see things in perfect balance. It also anesthetizes the physical body, the emotional body, and puts the mental body in a state of calmness before sleep.
I thought that purple was the color we meditated on for sleep, and that green was the color that represented balance and beauty, since that was the heart chakra color. And that's the color that's conducive to balance, since it is the color of the emerald planet, which is the earth planet that we live on, and they paint hospitals green and things like that to get people in a restive and balanced state.
Yes, we teach a manifestation of the rainbow too, which is the covers the various bodies of consciousness, the red being the physical, the orange being the emotional, the green being the lower mental, and the blue is the higher mental body. The yellow is the intellectual, and the violet or the purple is the spiritual body. We have people get into their creative consciousness by concentrating on the blue light.
I see.
This is the blue pearl that is talked about in the Hindu philosophies and the teachings of Muktananda and many of the other spiritual
leaders. I've forgotten all about that stuff. It's been so long since I was into reading about those kinds of things. It's mostly just things I remember from when I was back there. Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
Carrie.
Carrie?
Yes.
Carrie, where are you calling from?
Oakland.
Oakland. And how old are you?
47.
47. Okay. What's going on with you? What did you want to find out about today?
Yes, I'd like to know if there'll be any new changes in my life in the next two or three months.
What kind of change are you looking for?
Oh, financial changes.
You want more money, huh? You want to get out of the problems you have right now.
Yes.
Okay. You in debt right now, Carrie?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you see anything coming up for you, Roy, in terms of money coming in or a cessation of debt or property being sold that might help out or anything like that? Usually the only way out of those problems, Carrie, that we create for ourselves financially is to work our way out of them, you know?
Yes.
Very seldom do we get miracles dropped in our laps.
Fine.
Well, one of the things I teach my student is to expect miracles in their life. I was able to change my consciousness in a matter of a short period of time by using some of these ancient teachings. And what I see for Carrie is she has a very strong emotional body. And with the power of that of emotions, if she would concentrate that energy into her creative expression, she would see more financials coming towards her. She has some powers there that she used, I would say, within the last 5 years, a creative power she's been using. And if she would think back to that power and start manifesting it once again and follow those lines, she would find the change that she needs to bring her from her dilemma. There's no fast method, no abracadabra method for anyone, and it takes time to get out of any kind of financial or emotional or mental condition. And the time is either 30 seconds, 30 hours, or 30 lifetimes. It depends on a decision by the person that is that the situation is involved with.
What were you doing 5 years ago, Carrie?
Oh, I was meditating more.
Have you thought about doing that again? Do you ever think that?
Here lately, like I don't seem to have the time.
Well, maybe meditation might give you some insights into how to solve some of your financial problems, huh?
Yes.
Perhaps.
So I have a daughter that's looking for a job. I'd like to know if she's seen anything in the next month or anything.
How hard is she looking, Carrie?
She's going out often.
Does she look for a job when she's going out?
Yes.
Okay, well, good. That's a start. Do you pick up anything there, right?
Yes.
I can't quite see her daughter at this. What is her daughter's name?
What's your daughter's name?
Antoinette.
Antoinette.
Yes.
That's a lovely name. I had a friend of mine named Tony. She was always in trouble.
I see Antoinette needing to see herself more in a working position.
Yes.
This is what I see at this particular time. Her desire needs to be increased.
What's she said? What's she capable of doing, Carrie? Does she have any training in anything at all?
Yes, she has been trained for secretary work.
Uh-huh. Well, it shouldn't be that difficult to find her job once your heart gets, you know, when she gets down to it.
Yes.
Because then you look in the want ads, and that's about all that they want, secretaries.
Yes.
Does she take shorthand?
No, just typing.
Well, that shouldn't be that difficult. I'm sure that when she wants to, she'll find something. In the meantime, if she's having too good a time just looking, she'll keep looking until it gets boring.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, then.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Carrie.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, bye-bye. Yes, sometimes I've had more fun job hunting than I have finding jobs.
Well, we chase the job till we catch it.
Yeah. Or let it chase us one way or the other. How do you teach somebody to get in touch with the stuff that's going on in terms of their own psychic or astral capabilities for getting out of their bodies? Astral travel has always fascinated me.
Yes, the astral projection, I started learning that when I was quite young. And
who did you learn that from? I mean,
my grandmother.
She sounds like a far-out lady.
She was a reader and a healer and a mystic. And she studied the ancient teachings of the Ascended Masters of Light. And she taught me astral travel quite young.
Could you do it? I mean, you could sit there and just leave your body at a very early age?
Yes. And everyone does it at one time or another in their life.
Do we really do it when we're asleep? Is that what's really going on when we're dreaming? Are we really leaving our body?
Our awareness expands beyond the physical body back into the void, so to speak, or into the substance where we rest our consciousness. But your awareness can be pointed in the other direction instead of going into darkness, like I go into light at night. And when I put my physical body to sleep, then I put my emotional body to sleep, I put my mental body to sleep, and then I'm aware of itself, and I concentrate then on a light till the morning comes, and then a predetermined time by myself the night before, I awaken in the morning, come back through and reactivate my consciousness in each one of the bodies.
I have an automatic alarm clock in my head. I always wake when I think that I should wake up. What about when we dream that we're flying? Is that astral projection?
In a way, it's a ask for a release from our present conditions, and we wish to soar away from them, so we create in our subconscious mind a fantasy to perform to relieve us of the pressures of everyday anxieties and pressures in life. Most people get caught in the routines of eat, sleep, and work, or their little housewife routines, or little let's do this on Saturday night and we watch TV the rest of the week routines. There's many, many ruts that the people get caught in that they want to get out of, and you can move your awareness simply by desire.
Listen, I want to fly a lot of times. I say tonight when I go to sleep I'm going to dream about flying, and I don't.
I might tell you an experience about flying when I was young.
Tell me. What happened, Rhett?
Well, I remember one Saturday, I was quite a young man, and we never got to
do anything.
See any TV or anything like that. And one day I went to the movies and I saw Captain Marvel. So I went home. Captain
Marvel.
And so I went home and I told my mother, well, I wanted a Captain Marvel cake, because now instead of just flying in my inner awareness, I was going to take my physical body with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had her made me one of these capes, and I run down to my little friend. His name was Johnny Johnson. And I told him, today I'm going to fly. I was about 7 years old at the time. So we selected his second story window to jump out of for this flying.
Very brave, Roy.
Well, it wasn't a matter of braveness. It was
you
a matter of...
You knew you could do it, right? You
knew that I could
right,
do it,
okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, when I jumped out the window, I said, Sean, I didn't get Shazam all the way out before I hit the ground.
Ah, that's a magic word. You didn't say the magic word.
And that's what I told Johnny.
Ah, that's why you broke your legs.
No, no. No, I hit the lawn and knocked all the wind out of me.
Uh-huh, and you broke some grass.
And at that particular time, I noticed myself laying on the ground, and I was above my body as my awareness popped out of it. And so then I got back into this body, which I was gasping for air there. And I told him, well, I didn't get the whole name out, so I had to go up and try this again. Well, when I went to my grandmother...
You are brave. Either that or just a really crazy person.
Well, I went to my grandmother and told her the experience, and she says, well, it's not that way. You're taking your spiritual self out when you transfer your awareness, and that's what... astral travel is a transfer of awareness. It's not a transfer of a physical body, but a moving of awareness from one dimensional vibration to another.
Certainly feels weird when you do it.
Yes, and the more attention you pay to the other projection, and the less you pay to the attention to where you're at, the more real it becomes. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of transferring of your attention or your awareness.
Yes, very unusual sensation.
It's like remembering at first, and then it becomes an actuality.
I found it quite frightening myself. I didn't think it was a pleasant experience at all.
Oh, I love it. When
people strive for this. Woo. No, that's far out. If it's something that you want to do, and astral traveling is entertaining, and you can get back in your body and jump off the thing second time.
The second time I did it, and I still didn't fly. So you can't take the physical body.
You can't take it. I did once. It was, you know, kind of a con job, but my older brother and I had this great rivalry case between the two of us, and I jumped off. I said, I can fly, because I knew I could, because I flew all the time in my dreams. And so I went up to the top of our 14-stair staircase, and I jumped off, and I landed on my feet, and I turned around and said, see? And he said, well, if you can fly, I can fly. Anything my sister can do, I can do. And he jumped off the top stair and broke all his front teeth out and broke both arms, and that was the end of our flying lessons. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Elsie, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Are you listening?
Yes.
What do you think of all this?
Oh, it's interesting.
Good. What kind of questions do you have, Elsie?
I'd like to go to past life. Could you tell me if my daughters and husband, if we've been together before?
Usually most of the people that you associate with, you've met in an area of consciousness before.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually go through those same associations because there is usually a karmic tie of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
In order to really merge with you, I would have to have you present to merge with your aura at that extent.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a transfer of awareness to surround you. And I would have to leave my awareness behind.
Mm-hmm.
It usually takes me about 15 minutes to expand to that state when I'm giving a reading to a person or a subject.
You have to really go into trance, right?
Yes.
Really deep. So if you want a full thing about you and your daughter, you'd have to, that really take 15 minutes. And I'm not going to let them do that on the air, I'll see.
Oh, this is the same thing in my leg.
The legs. What do you get about your legs, Roy? What's going on in your legs, Elsie?
She's holding a lot of water.
Are you having phlebitis or something like that in your legs?
My knees.
In your knees, huh? Can you walk all right?
Yeah.
Good. Is it just painful for you? Oh, what a shame.
I think she needs to change the salt content of her diet.
Has your doctor said that too, Elsie?
No.
Are you seeing a doctor for the pain in your legs?
Yes.
What did he say?
Keep them up.
Keep them up, right. Here's your excuse never to do anything again. So you pick out that she should change the water content, I mean the salt content
in
the diet.
Yeah, I feel that she's using a lot of pork products.
Do you like bacon in the breakfast for breakfast, Elsie?
Pork sausage.
And pork sausage, well, that's pretty accurate, right?
Yes, there's a lot of salt in that type of meat. I would suggest you, for a while, to change her diet till she could adjust it to take the right amount of salt within her.
Having too much salt?
I think you're getting too much in the way of the pork products now.
Uh-huh.
Is what I'm getting from your impulse.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to? How do you feel like cutting out pork sausage for breakfast, Elsie?
Oh, well, I don't need that much. Yeah, I guess I have, but I can give up anything.
You can. That's pretty good. Really.
Can you see auras,
Roy?
Yes, I can, and I teach my students to perceive them also.
And what can you tell Elsie about auras? Can you see auras over the air? Can you do that, do you think?
No, I have to see the person.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, what a shame. Elsie, we'd love to see your aura, but I'm sorry, it's just out of the question today.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. How come you have to have the person there to see the aura?
Because the electromagnetic energies around the body is more on this dimension. If I project it there, I project in light, and I become that vibration. And when you come into contact with doing the same thing over and over again, you soon become that and are unable to see it.
Mm.
Working with light so long, when I go into light, instead of doing an astral projection, I do light projection. I become the light. It's much faster, and it's not so confining as the astral plane.
What sign are you? How come you're so interested in colors and light and energy and electromagnetic things? Where's Uranus in your chart? How come you're so weird?
I have most of my signs in the mystic house.
The 12th house, you mean? No, yes, yes.
And I'm a Cancer. Scorpio,
yes.
Rising.
Sensitive, ununderstandable, mystical, far out, right? All those kinds of things? Yes? And,
well, being I pay much, hardly any attention to myself.
You pay no attention to yourself.
I did that for so many years, I got kind of tired of it. So I try to project my consciousness towards helping others and seeing the awareness of all things rather than my own.
Cosmic, or do you think you ought to go to India?
I think that the cosmic consciousness is where the individual is at.
Ah, but you moved to Hawaii. And Hawaii is a very cosmic place,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yes,
we all know that. What's a kahuna really like? I've always wanted to meet a kahuna.
Well, they're very down-to-earth people and use a lot of common sense.
Are they? They're the old witch doctors of Hawaii, right? You're wrong?
Yes.
Tell me.
These are the people that carried the spiritual knowledge, and kahunas go back not only on Hawaii, but the teachings of the kahuna goes back through India, goes back into Egypt, and goes back into the Atlantean and Lemurian ages. So the teachings are nothing new, and the same teachings the kahunas are teaching are the same teaching the Yaqui Indians are teaching. They're the same teachings as the inner teachings of Christianity or Buddhism, or the same teachings as Krishna teaches, or any of the other religions on their inner mystical esoteric teachings are all the same.
Do you think that we all used to have the knowledge at one point in space and time?
We all still have the knowledge.
Uh-huh, it's merely the matter of awakening, right?
It's a matter of where you have put the knowledge, where you have put your awareness.
My attic.
Directed your attention.
All right. On to the next one. Hello there.
Hi.
What's your name?
Well, today my name is Anne.
Anne, okay. Did you always want to be called that?
No, not really.
Anne Boleyn got her head cut off. I don't think that's a good name particularly. What did you want to find out about, Anne?
I'm trying to find out, get in touch with the message that I think my body is giving me in two areas. I have two sort of birthmarks.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I was born with something that was immediately cut out by the doctors on my back, and the little scar at that time grew with me until it is about 6 inches long on my back.
And you have a birthmark on your face, right?
I have a birthmark on my face. I'm still trying to find out about those things, right?
Okay.
And I do feel very strongly that those are trying to give me a message, but I don't know what. I haven't been able to zero in on it. I wonder if Roy has any kind of feelings about what that might be.
Right. We won't tell him your own personal theory about that, okay? We'll see what he picks up about it, Ann. All right? He has his eyes shut and is looking. Perhaps we'll come up with something for him. Your telephone.
Well, I can't seem to contact her because she's using, and not her identity, she's playing a game, have put a mask upon her face. And this is to bring her attention to all the games she played in past lives and the games she's still continuing to play in this life. I would say her awareness is to come to the extent of realizing herself and getting past the game that she's played for so many, many years and so many lifetimes. She's become the game, so her awareness is being brought to that attention.
What's the game that you're talking about?
It's not being yourself. It's the patronizing, the saying one thing, thinking another. It's acting one way and believing another, just to slide through the situation.
What do you think about that, Anne?
It doesn't sound right. I mean, except for the games that we all play, some of which I got in touch with it, I am upon.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the fact that my name is kind of unusual and I don't want to use it on the air, I don't feel that I play any more games than your average game player.
If I called in and said, this is Jessica, everybody would know who it was, right?
Even if you called in and told your name was something else, they'd still know it was Jessica. You have that absolutely, your laugh is absolutely unmistakable.
Well, I could try to sound sober and mysterious.
Couldn't get away with it.
Nah. So Anne has this, I'm going to tell you what her theory is, right? Anne has this theory that there's possibly a time when she injured somebody else or was injured and has carried that energy over as karma into this life, and what that the marks on her body are to teach her about forgiveness.
That's a beautiful lesson to learn, and if she accepts that, then she can burn off any karma, no matter if it's the truth or not the truth. The truth is a relevant thing. The truth on the physical dimension isn't truth on the emotional dimension. It's not truth on all the dimensions until you come to the simplicity of the ultimate truth and being able to see it in its balanced point. The truth is on bias. When we boil everything down, it all comes back to the one love, and she's seeking forgiveness for not loving.
Is there anybody out there that you're with that you don't love, Anne, that you don't want to be with?
Well, not right at the moment, but this has been one of the things that I've worked out, I think, have at least been working on most of my life. I mean, that is kind of something that almost anyone can say yes to.
Yes, this planet, I mean, you know, I think that sometimes all that we're supposed to learn here is how to be able to say I love you.
Right.
And how to learn to let go of love when that's not what's happening anymore and let the next thing in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
Really is. Have you eaten lunch yet, Ann?
Eaten what?
Lunch.
Lunch.
Right.
No, I'm sort of fasting today.
Well, that's good, because that's a lot of cosmic stuff we just told you.
It was a neat thought, though.
Okay. Good. Think about it some more.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Ann. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Birthmarks are an interesting thing. Do you have any personal theories about birthmarks yourself, Roy, what they're from or why they come into our lives?
No, I haven't looked into birthmarks.
What about defiguration, disfiguration? Anybody who has some kind of physical thing that's wrong with them? Is that a carryover?
Many times the theory I have and the teachings I follow in that area is I believe that a person that has maybe committed some kind of a offense against another being in a past life would select a
deformity
or some deficiency in their beingness to burn that particular vibration up. Before you can leave this particular planet, you must balance all your light. And that means anything that you haven't accepted, you have to accept before you can leave. You have to have unconditional love and acceptance for all things.
What about those of us that just stopped in for a brief vacation?
Well, there's many people that stop for the brief vacation have been here for thousands of years, reincarnating.
Do you think that anybody just spends like one lifetime on this planet, just kind of zooms down to check it out and say hi and do a few good works, maybe a Christ-like kind of a character?
Oh, yes. We've had beautiful beings that help support the light of this planet to keep us in the area of beingness and evolution that we're now in.
Are we going to make it? Is this planet going to survive?
Oh, definitely. I believe that all beings are going to become one again, because everything was one in the beginning.
Right.
It's one now, and it'll always be one.
So even if we wipe ourselves out, starvation and wars and cataclysmic things and ice caps melting and New York being inundated, we will go on.
Everything's in perfect balance.
Well, that's nice to hear. You must have some Libra in you somewhere. Hello there.
Hi.
What's your name?
Rena.
Rena. Uh-huh. That's a nice weird name.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Rena?
Oakland.
Oakland, and how old are you?
21.
21, okay. That's just a beginning time. You should have just begun to ponder the big questions in the universe. Mm-hmm. And what is it that you wanted to find out today?
I wanted to find out if I was going to be into any emotional trouble. Any danger is going to happen to me in the next few months.
Have you just broken up with somebody that's threatening you?
No.
What do you think the source of the emotional trouble is? Are you having family problems or what?
Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
You have a feeling yourself that's based on nothing, just a funny feeling?
Yes.
Okay, what do you pick up about that, Roy? That's a kind of a weird thing, if everything's going fine, for somebody to sit around and feel that something weird's going to happen pretty soon.
Well, within the teachings, we teach thoughts are things. And what you think and what you fear usually comes into manifestation. I would tell you at this particular point, instead of worrying about what you're doing is pulling upon past associations and projecting them into the here and now, you need to bring your awareness into the here and now and see yourself getting better and better. We have a saying in the course that I teach, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And this is a very good affirmation. We don't believe in praying to anything outside of yourself, because everything is within you and you are everything. So as you see yourself getting better and better, then everything else gets better and better around you. Change yourself and the world will change.
Might she be picking up something that's going to happen, no matter whether or not she's putting it out there that something negative might happen?
What is happening?
I mean,
is
the drama is already written, right? Mm-hmm. We already sat down and wrote this drama somewhere along the line. So if it's out there, she might just be picking up on it.
This is where most people make the mistake. When we come onto this planet, we come to satisfy a vibration, but we have our free will to do whatever we want while we're here. Our free will extends to accomplishing our end or not accomplishing our end, and most people get off and lose their point. So as you become more aware and you realize what you're doing here and you center towards that, then you're able to transcend this experience, which is only the third dimension, and the dimensions go on to infinity. So here we are, mankind, very arrogant beingness, thinking there was nothing else up till several years ago. Some of the abstract thinkers thinking there was other beings outside of this body of consciousness, but mainly most people thinking this is all there was, that man was here, he lived and died, and that's it. I never could believe that man was so unimportant that he would only live for one lifetime. That's why I believe in reincarnation. And through my experiences in meditation, I've experienced past life.
Are you pregnant, Rena?
No.
Okay, well, don't get that way.
All right.
See yourself getting better and better, Rena.
Baby, pardon?
See yourself getting better and better.
Okay.
Seriously, what do you pick up on, Rena, in your own life? What do you think it's going to be the source of? Family things or job things or what? What's going wrong that you're starting to think is?
I don't know. I just get afraid. You know. I had a terrible experience. That dude pulled a gun out on me. You know.
Whoa! All right.
Yeah. So I just been kind of afraid ever since then. Afraid to live alone. That's why I was going to ask him. Would it be the best move for me to move next month?
I would like to ask you a question. Did you see the person before that happened? Imagine in your mind that you might come into that kind of situation with the person pulling the gun?
Was it a complete surprise, Rena, or did you think maybe tonight something weird's going to happen?
Yeah, well, I'm a very cautious person. I'm like that when I leave our town.
What are you, a Virgo?
No, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, it's just as bad.
The reason I wanted to pull your awareness to that, because what we pay attention to is what usually comes into being in our life.
You probably just had a bad transit that night. Did anything terrible happen, or did you get out of it okay?
I got out of it okay.
Okay, well, you know, continue to trust in your own sense of knowingness about that you can handle the things that do come up in your life for you to take care of. And I get the feeling that that was it, that that was just a weird incident, and if you get to the next few months with nothing else happening, that everything's going to be all right. And so if you're feeling really insecure right now, Rena, probably the best thing for you to do is go ahead and get a roommate or live in a situation where you feel a certain amount of comfort or safety. And walking down the streets, if you're afraid of a rape kind of an incident or being accosted, you know, carry your keys ready, you know, displayed between your fingers, and so you can lash out if that's what you need to do. Do the things you need to do to protect yourself, because there's no point just walking around afraid. If you're welcoming that energy in by setting yourself up for it, you know enough about, you must have written or read some of the things that people say about how ladies manage to set themselves up to be accosted, and don't do those things. Don't walk on the streets alone at night. Don't park two blocks away from your apartment. Drive at night places with a friend. Lock your car doors, and so you don't have to worry about somebody getting in your car at a red light. Whatever it is that's causing this negative energy and this fear in your life, do what you can do to combat it. Make yourself as secure as you can. And then, you know, if you feel that this is going to be something's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 months, then just ride the energy until it passes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, but be careful of yourself, because weird things do happen in the big city. We all know that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, bye-bye. Yeah, it can be a scary thing when you're a lady alone in the world, you know, and somebody pulls a gun on you. I mean, that's a scary thing to have happen.
Yeah.
Well, the point I wanted to bring out was that she had thought it before it happened, and that's what usually comes into manifestation.
Listen,
what we imagine.
We all think about it. Any lady alone in the city, you know, even if she's got a husband back at home, you're going to think about, what if this thing happened to me? And I think it's a good thing for people to think about, because it could happen. That doesn't mean you're going to pull it in on yourself just because you're taking precautions to make sure that it doesn't. I think that the people who walk around never thinking that could possibly happen to them are the people who are least prepared for it when and if it does.
Thinking gets you in trouble.
Well,
first thing I teach my students is not to think, not to use reason and logic, and just to know.
Well, maybe we'll do a show on rape and how to avoid it, what to do if it happens to you, and how to protect yourself from it. Because I think that's an important thing myself, since it happens to so very many people out there. That's my experience, anyway. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Elodie.
Hi, Elodie. Thanks for calling. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Good.
I really enjoyed your program today, and I'd like to say to your guest that I really think he sounds really neat, and I believe a lot of the things he's saying.
Fabulous.
As you know, I'm in science of mind. I hate to keep repeating that, Jessica, when I call, but...
That's all right, Elodie. I'm sure there are other people who have not heard you say that before.
All right. Anyway, I've studied Unity, and they sort of agree with a lot of the things he is saying. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you saying then that when you pray to the God within you? Is that what you're saying in essence?
Yes. My classes are held at the Unity Church in Honolulu.
Oh, really?
Four of them.
Oh, I love that church. When Stephen and I were there on our honeymoon, we went to church there, and it was really beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful services I've ever been to. Are you affiliated with Unity? Or, see, I missed part of your program. I only got on part of it. But I really loved what you were saying. Are you with Unity?
No, I'm not. I'm a minister for the Crown of Life.
Oh.
I also have studied many of the ancient teachings, and this is primarily what the Unity teachings are, is a mystical teaching. And a lot of this is coming out in the society nowadays because of the merging of the third and fourth dimension of consciousness.
Right.
People are now developing psychic powers at a very fast rate because we are being bombarded with that kind of energies, spiritual energies.
Could you tell me a little bit about me?
I'm sure that he can.
Okay.
Well, I see a lady that likes a lot of blue and purple. This is the impression I'm getting from you. The reason I get into colors so much is they mean so very, very much, and in order to read the aura, you must understand what they mean on various levels. I also see a woman that is able to manifest her concentration and attention and observation, that I think you need to use more meditation and contemplation than you're using at this present time.
No, I can't. I'm working on meditation, but I'm not accomplishing what I want to accomplish with it. I go to a meditation group once a week, but I know I don't have it down pat like I want to get it. I mean, you know, to reach the levels of consciousness that I really want to reach. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Why is that?
Well, it's a matter of your scattered awareness. When you can draw all your attention to one point, this is the through observation and meditation. The steps to enlightenment are attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, then superconscious state. And when you bring your awareness to those higher states of consciousness, you must leave awareness of the physical and emotional and lower mental planes behind. Sometimes you're able to do this, but you still have some emotional drawings, and this is what's pulling your awareness from those higher areas.
Yeah, I have a lot of children, and, you know, I really need...
They draw a lot of attention.
Yes, they do.
Well, as you... when you want to meditate,
I say the
most quiet room and the most private room in the whole house is the bathroom. Go into the bathroom, put a towel over the mirror because you don't want any reflections other than your own in the room, and sit there quietly for 5 or 10 minutes and clear your mind of absolutely no impulses at all, and your emotions of no impulses, and your physical body of no impulse, and concentrate on nothing but silence. And you'll find this will be very energizing, and you'll be surprised what awareness will drift into your consciousness. Things that you have wanted to accomplish in the past will then come back to you, and you'll be able to satisfy a lot of those inner anxieties.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Elodie?
I think it sounds neat. I'll try it.
Okay. You're so cosmic already, and every time you call, you're so full of light. You're really brightening up my day. I always love it when you call.
Oh, thank you. I thought maybe I called too much or something.
No, not at all. You always cheer up my day. I'm always really pleased when you call. And you're so serious about your spiritual life and your spiritual learnings and being on the path and doing the right thing. I don't see how you possibly could do the wrong thing, Elodie.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying. Anyway, I'm in. We're having a seminar on.
At Unity, you mean?
No, at the Science of Mind Center, and it's going to be on.
What? What's it going to be on? Relax.
Biofeedback.
Biofeedback.
And it's Dr. Vogel's going to be there, and he's going to talk about plant life and how the plants interact with people, and it's going to be really neat.
I should make sure my plants don't listen that day. My plants and I haven't been having very...
Everything, too.
What, Dr. Van Vogel's?
No.
Dr. Vogel's? What is it?
No, I said his name a minute ago, but I can't remember.
Vogel's.
I'm bad at names.
Oh, really?
Confirmed that, didn't I?
Well, with such a nice name as your own, you know, I don't think... I mean, if you had to remember your own name all these years and tell other people what it was and say, Elodie, what does that mean?
Anyway, he's into plants and biofeedback and all those things.
Really? A bunch of far-out stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is going to be... Where is this going to be, Elodie?
Pardon?
Where is this going to be?
It's at the Science of Mind Center and the YMCA in Fremont.
I'm glad to see the Y, which is a basically Christian organization, being into biofeedback and plants and consciousness and those kinds of things.
Yeah, our church is held there.
Your church?
Yeah, that's where J. Scott Neal has his Science of Mind church right now.
Fabulous.
Their own place.
All right, Elodie, thank you for calling. I hope that people come and listen to your biofeedback lecture.
Oh, they will. Thank you very much.
Okay, call again, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so if people want to reach you for a cosmic reading, which you go into about 15 minutes of meditative trance state beforehand so that you can see auras, past lives, and tune totally into their own personal cosmic energy, how do they get in touch with you, Roy?
We'll be able to be contacted through the center, the Metaphysical Center at 420 Sutter.
Do you know the phone number there by any chance? Do-do-do-do. Here comes the phone number.
The phone number there is 781...
781... 0732. 0732. That's
and
the metaphysical
center. And you would ask for Bob Berkey. He's the gentleman in charge of that particular center.
Oh, Fritzy doesn't have it anymore? Okay, Bob Berkey at the Metaphysical Metaphysical Center at 420 Sutter. And the phone number once again, please...
781-0732.
Thank you so much for being with us, Roy. This has been a very fast hour. I've enjoyed it myself. Put out a few of my own cosmic beliefs. Mañana, which means tomorrow in Spanish, we're having Elad Levinson on, who has an alcohol clinic down at Sequoia Hospital. So those of you fellow Pisces out there who have been hitting the bottle lately, please tune in tomorrow, and we'll be talking about your problems with alcohol, either your own, or of course if you have a sister or a husband or whoever, call us mañana, and we'll be talking about alcoholism and what to do with it and how to deal with it in your own life. So until tomorrow, this is Jessica Logan signing off, and good luck, Dawn, wherever you are.